Christopher, in your books, what do you mean by 0 points, first of all?
Okay, the term I took from Madame Blavatsky, and she said material points without extension, or 0 points, are the materials by which the gods and other invisible powers clothe themselves in bodies. Now, what that suggests is that any living being, the essential, most essential nature of that living being, it emerges from a point source. It has a 0 point center. Like, the clearest example of this, consider now modern ideas about the creation of the universe.
All right.
They trace our whole huge universe back to a singularity condition, and then they trace it back to the quantum vacuum. Okay, creation out of nothingness from a point source. Well, I'm saying a human being, as a microcosm, embodies these same principles as evident in the macrocosm, that we, at the deepest level of self, emerge from a point source. Now, I would say Shirley MacLaine called that the God spark. She said the basic belief in the New Age is that there's a God spark within each of us. Well, what would a God spark be? It's, in a way, it's a point that's so infinitely small, it's beyond material nature. So it's like a point source, and it's established in higher dimensional space. So I'm saying we have such a 0 point center connected to the higher dimensional spaces of the heart. And I'm saying there's actually a physics to this.
A science, though, that scientists don't touch.
Well, yes, they don't touch it. I mean, in the mainstream of modern psychology, no one considers first even that we have a spirit or soul, and yet alone consider that we come from out of higher dimensions and that there's a physics to that process.
Do you believe, Christopher, that a ghost is also a soul, that it's merely a soul that is around, it's just attached itself to locations on this planet?
We have a series of interpenetrating bodies. I would say actually we have 6 or 7 bodies, and we have physical, astral, and mental bodies on lower planes, and then we have super symmetrical planes. We have the similar bodies on higher dimensional planes in the spiritual world. Most people, so a ghost is someone who's passed over, and because of attachments to processes that happened in life and emotional trauma and things like that, the ghost haunts the earth and tries to maintain its existence in familiar environment. So eventually that ghost will pass beyond. You also die second death on the astral plane. Your astral plane isn't eternal. You live on a certain period on the astral plane, and then your astral body dissolves and you're in your mental body. Your mental body dissolves, you go back to the causal nature.
Now, do you live in these bodies sequentially or all at one time?
They're interpenetrating, and I believe that the mental, astral, and physical, they form. You come down out of the higher dimensions into the physical, and then you lose your physical, you lose your astral, and you pass into the mental plane. So, but in life, as we know it, yes, we're in all of those bodies simultaneously.
All right. Now, why is it that some people witness dark, horrible entities along some of these paths? I read, by the way, years ago that the astral plane has 7 different levels. That may be almost what you're talking about here with these.
I would say that we live in a 7-dimensional universe. And each of those 7 dimensions has a further 7-fold nature. In Tibetan Buddhism, it's said there are not 49 planes of existence, 7 by 7. So you pass into the astral plane, there are 7 levels of the astral plane. The lowest level of the astral plane is within the earth, and the higher levels of the astral plane are into the atmospheres.
Now, yeah, but what happens or how are these dark entities created? Why are they there? They try to attach themselves to some people. Some people have even been told, you know, be careful with astral projection. It's not like a game. It could be as bad as a Ouija board where you open up a portal. And
there
some
are lower-level entities which could well try to possess you and move into your aura or threaten you on lower levels of the astral.
Has that,
I believe in those entities.
Has it happened, do you think, to people like that?
Yes, yeah, I think you can be possessed. I think you can invoke lower level entities, and I mean, that's not an area I'm primarily interested in terms of my investigations. I'm interested in the kind of physics of higher dimensions and such, but yes, I believe those phenomena happen all the time.